What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another post game here on Rangers Central. And the New York Rangers pick up a crucial win over the Vegas Golden Knights. And Jonathan Quick, finally, after pretty much a billion chances of what it is, what it felt like, because we were talking about it since the beginning of January, him getting to 400 wins, and he finally gets it. So shout out to him. Well deserved for him tonight as well, considering the fact that the Rangers really could have been out of this game with the way they played the first two periods. But all of a sudden, that third period, they finally showed up, and it ended up resulting in the Rangers getting the win tonight. So on your way in, please be sure to leave a like, subscribe if you guys are new to the channel, especially if you're Ranger fans, and turn on your notifications so you know when I upload or go live on the channel. And man, it's crazy. It's crazy that it took this long for him to get 400 wins. There were a couple of rough stretches in there for Jonathan Quick, but there were also times where he just deserved it but couldn't get it. And I thought it was going to be that way tonight with the way they played the first two periods. Like I said, Jack Eichel was just running a marathon on them. Vegas was getting slot chance opportunities nonstop. Vegas was getting high danger chances. You had Eichel just, like I said before, absolutely pantsing them. He scored on the power play. He also had one at even strength. But the Rangers, again, that third period stepped up. And the biggest thing is the power play actually showed up for the Rangers for once. A power play that has been abysmal all season long finally showed up. And JT Miller's been unbelievable on that power play. He's been unbelievable. And I'm impressed with what I've seen. Two games in with him. I'm definitely impressed with what I've seen. I'm trying to think of how I even want to go with this, because honestly, there's really not a lot to it other than, again, I'm just so happy that Quick finally got that. I'm very happy that Quick got to 400 wins. That line tonight, Panarin, Zibanejad, Miller. JT Miller, man, he was driving the play on that line. And it didn't, after yesterday, I thought that, or I should say yesterday, when they were out there for the first few shifts, I was impressed. And then they broke that line up. And on top of that, they did start to slow down as the game progressed. And I was like, are we really going to have to break up the lines and continue to plug and play and see where JT Miller works? But that line tonight was consistent. You got good play from them. You got good play from the power play, and a lot of it was because of him. And I know this is where, again, you don't have to tell me, Dimitri. That was my stance the entire time with it. That was my stance the entire time. But yeah, there was also a couple of chances where they were hitting the post, and I thought it was going to bite them in the ass. Chris Kreider not burying some easy opportunities where I thought it was going to bite them. But let's break down the goals tonight, because, like I said, I thought that this was going to be a loss for damn sure. I really did not feel good about this one, because a late power play for Vegas, thanks to Ryan Lindgren, who still needs to sit, by the way. Don't care that they won the game. He needs to sit. He's been terrible. And yeah, Keandre Miller had just a terrible block attempt, and Jack Eichel, man, it's just, I wish still that this guy ended up being a Ranger. I wish, because that goal there was just beautiful. Second period, though, comes along. Alexi Lafreniere early in ends up tying this game up as Fox ended up coughing it up, but Lindgren ended up recovering there, which, again, I know I just said Lindgren should sit, but he did have a decent play there. They come the other way, and then Fox ends up jumping into the play. A beautiful feed over to Lafreniere, who gets the open net to shoot it on. That ended up tying the game at one, and then it ended up being 2-1 a little bit after that, as Jack Eichel, again, just absolutely hanging his nuts on this team right now. Ryan Lindgren with just a terrible step, and then here comes Jack Eichel, who ends up scoring the goal. And again, it was really Jonathan Quick keeping them in, because Vegas was all over them. They had so many quality chances throughout this game, and especially those first two periods. The third period, though, the Rangers finally woke up, and gave you something offensively, started to generate chances, which led to them actually getting some power plays in the third period. And they would end up scoring on one of those power plays as JT Miller ended up firing it on goal. Mika Zibanejad just had to tap it in to end up tying this game up. And then they took the lead as, again, just that line that JT Miller is on. And they were cycling a good forecheck there by Panarin, which I never thought I'd see the day. Finds Zibanejad, who finds Keandre Miller, who snipes it, makes it 3-2. And then they get a late power play, which was crucial because honestly, if they didn't get that late power play, I don't even know what would have happened because Vegas was getting really close when they pulled the goalie to cutting it within one. And then maybe who knows if they tie it up there. But yeah, Mika Zibanejad just a good feed there to Artemi Panarin that ended up. And I thought Panarin wasn't going to score there because he waited so long to actually shoot the puck there. But JT Miller, the way that he is moving on the power play is changing things so much right now. It really is. And man, it's beautiful. It is beautiful to watch. You had that Will Cooley fight as well, as he just absolutely leveled Petrangelo. And then they ended up fighting there. I thought they maybe should have called an instigator there, but either way, it is what it is. It doesn't matter in retrospect, but it's just what I thought in the moment that they probably should have called that there. So, yeah, still a lot of slop in this game, but they showed up in the third. The power play actually got their act together, which is something that has been holding them back all year, and it's the reason why they are where they are, because a team that is, like we've said for a while now, power play merchants, if you're not scoring on the power play, you're not going to win games, and they scored on their power plays tonight. They played a better third period, and they won the game. So we'll see what that means. Yeah, we'll see what it means on Wednesday as they play Boston, who, again, that's a rematch game there, and they got to win that one if they want to make the playoffs. Simply put, they have to win that one because they didn't really gain that much progress tonight, unfortunately. I mean, they passed Montreal, and they got out of their tie with Pittsburgh and Philly, but which they already had games in hand on them either way, but you know, you didn't really gain anything. The Islanders, they lost, which did help out a little bit, but Detroit keeps winning, and then Boston's still ahead of you, and so is Tampa Bay. But yeah, like I said, leave a like if you haven't, subscribe, all that stuff. Let me see what you guys are saying in the chat, though, as I continue to just discuss this game. John Radigan saying, you know what JT brings? I have to admit, I didn't think he'd be able to drag the guys into the battle. We'll see if that continues. It is one game, because let's also not forget that the last game, yesterday that is, it was the opposite, where JT Miller, you thought was maybe going to drag them into the fight, and he didn't. So let's see how it progresses. It's two games. I'm not willing to react one way or the other with this. I'm very happy with what I've seen. Do not get that mistaken. I am very happy with what JT Miller has gave in these first two games. He is clearly making a difference right now. And I'll be honest, I didn't expect it to be this much. But again, it is two games at the end of the day. Let's wait and see how it progresses going forward. I don't think it's fair to react one way or the other with this trade. That's just my opinion on that. But I'm also glad that they took advantage of this opportunity against Vegas, because they're 2-5-3 in their last 10 now. This is a team that you had to beat. They have been piss poor, and there was a lot of, I mean, you saw a lot of the reason why tonight they could not hit the net at points if their life depended on it. And that really helped out in the Rangers' favor, because again, like I said before, there was a couple of chances where they're just firing from the slot and they just weren't hitting the net, even with the net empty there. So you absolutely gotta win this game. Also, Aiden Hill did not play a good game either, which, yeah. Aiden Hill was not good today at all for Vegas, which definitely helped. Because, man, if it was the other side, if that Mika goal, if that type of goal went in against Igor, oh, we'd be ridiculing him for that one. And unfortunately, he has let in some of those goals this year, but I'm just pointing out that we would be killing him for letting in that goal there. And we'd be killing Igor even on the laugh goal for just absolutely swimming in the net there. Because he overcommitted so much to Fox on that one, even though Fox had a really tough angle to score there. Yeah, Anthony. No. I absolutely know, man. And I agree with this, NYR for life. The Rangers, it was a good win, but they definitely, it definitely wasn't an easy one. It definitely wasn't. They didn't play good for the first two periods. Simply put, they just didn't. Yes, absolutely, Matt. Massive congratulations to Quick on 400. Completely deserved. Very happy for Quick. Because, like I said before, he really kept them in this game. He absolutely did. You haven't seen the last two games. Miller's playing center. Heedle's been noticeable tonight for Vancouver. I haven't even checked into that game. That's good. I'm happy for Phil then. I hope Phil goes off in Vancouver. I can't talk. I hope he goes off in Vancouver. I really do. I wish nothing but the best for him. I'm just sad that the injuries, it went down the way it did with the injuries, because he could have been a legit top six forward for this team. I know people are probably, some fans will probably roll their eyes at that, but I genuinely believe he would have been if there wasn't any health concerns there. It just, unfortunately, that's what it is with him where, yeah, it's just, yeah. Like, the concussion issues is unfortunately the worry there. And yeah, this is true as well. Miller drove hard to the net and tied up the defenseman in front of the net on Laf's goal, doing the work all over the ice. Yeah. Yeah. He's been better than I expected. I'll admit it, man. I really will. And again, it is two games though. So like I mentioned before, I'm not going to react one way or the other of this, but he's definitely been impressive in these first two games. We'll see. Like I said, it's two games. Let's see. I hope that ends up being that way, though. What were my thoughts on Keandre Miller overall? I thought Keandre Miller played a solid game. The goal was great. I thought he played solid. The only defenseman I really had a big issue with was Lindgren, who needs to sit. Or if they just got him in 2022. Which is what they should have probably done, honestly. just get him when it would have made sense. That's really what the biggest issue was for me. Who knows? Hopefully Lindgren is as good as gone, Gavin. I'd rather Connor Mackey than Lindgren. Yeah, I mean, the big thing here is if. It's if. Because it's funny, it is funny, though, seeing, like, everybody jump into the conclusions two games in, one way or the other. Like, yesterday, it doesn't matter, you know, this team still sucks, even though JT Miller's here. And now, today, it's like, oh, throw the C on JT Miller. Like, let's see. Let's see. And I know there were a couple of soft plays by Fox today. There were. Jones needs to play. I would say him or Branstrom. Somebody that can move the puck. Yeah, I would be okay with Branstrom being up on the roster. I would be okay with it. I don't know if it was more. I think it was more the fact that Waugh fanned on that opportunity because, like I said, Vegas did leave a lot of meat on the bones. Pause, but they did with opportunities like that. Yeah, I don't know why VC was in instead of Kaliev, Kaylee. I don't know. Think we should trade Smith and bring up Othman. Need another player that gets under people's skin. If they don't think Othman's ready, they don't think he's ready. I haven't kept up with how he's doing, but he also did have an injury at one point. So, I don't know. I know Branstrom was sent to Hartford, but I would call him up. But the problem really comes down to the fact that Jones is on the roster and they're not going to put him on waivers. They're going to try to get something for him. Yeah, no agent. I'm worried about that too, man. I really am. It just wouldn't shock me if that ended up happening, that they end up with the 14th pick. Hey, don't speak too soon. Chris Drury would be interested in that sort of thing. And I get that, but at the same time, they're not going to play him. So at that point, then put him on waivers. If you don't trust him enough to use him in any regard, then just put him on waivers at that point. And if you're getting nothing for him anyway. What's going on with Kaliev? I have no clue. I guess I just don't want to play him. Which is a little weird, but I don't know. Yeah, it is weird seeing Phil in a Canucks jersey. It definitely is. Yeah, I mean, this is really it, John. This is the point, yeah. For sure. If they were smart, they would trade Panarin when his value's at... I've said this for a while, that if they want to send a message and truly retool, you move Panarin. The problem is, I don't think he would waive. But I would be shocked if next year isn't his last year as a Ranger. Barring them surprising all 300 of us and whoever else watches on replay and them winning a Stanley Cup. Barring that, which, again, would be a huge surprise. Yeah, that's my point. Panarin loves being here. I don't see him waving. I just don't at all. Yeah, Dennis. Yeah. 100% that. JT Miller looks good. He's playing a full 60. Everyone else is not. Yeah. Although I didn't think he played that great in the second period today. I'm not nitpicking there, but I'm just simply pointing out there that the second period, I didn't really notice him that much. But I get your point still. Your point is still very valid. Do I see Trocheck getting the C? Probably. I don't know if I see this, Mike Enwire for life. I really don't know if I see this, because if the Rangers don't make the playoffs this year and next year, well, then Panarin's probably gone because they're going to want to make a shakeup. And if they do make the playoffs and Panarin does what we've seen him do, where he doesn't show up, then I don't see them bringing him back. I don't know if I agree with that entirely, to be honest with you. Well, that's just my opinion, at least. I could be wrong. I've been wrong plenty of times. And yeah, this too. I mean, Perreault's going to need room at some point as well. That's very true. But at the same time, I mean, we've seen this team alienate the younger players before, so who the hell knows? Yeah, this is really the thing here, is that maybe he would take a pay cut, but I don't think, again, I just don't personally think if he continues to struggle in the playoffs, or if this team straight up doesn't make the playoffs, why would the Rangers keep him around? The problem is, we have to see it to believe it with Panarin at this point. He has to show us good postseason play before we could talk about a contract extension there, which I cannot even believe his contract's up after next season. This is still miscued here. It was not the Rangers or Islanders, because there was an interview that Panarin did at one point with a, it was like right after he signed, he did an interview with some Russian interviewer, and he was saying that his second choice actually was Colorado and that his wife wanted him to go there. What I imagine the Islanders, the reason why the Islanders were rumored as the second closest team was his agent trying to get the Rangers to up their offer. That's how at least it would make the most sense, considering the fact that if Colorado was the second team, if and he admitted that himself, then that just tells me, okay, his agent had a leak go out that the Islanders were maybe close to signing him just so the Rangers up their offer. That's at least what my prediction was, because I think the Rangers, too, they were at like $11 million before he ended up signing, and then they gave him the extra 0.6, and then he ended up coming here. I don't know if Drury hates Panarin entirely, but I just don't see Panarin sticking around because of how piss poor he is in the playoffs. That's really what it comes down to. And if Drury really wants to change the identity of this team, you don't bring him back. I'm sorry, it's been fun, the memories here, but at the same time, that's just what it is. But there definitely has been, I mean, we've heard this before, there's been conversations with Drury and Panarin going back and forth about how Drury's not been happy at points with the way he's played, especially in the playoffs. There's no secret to that. I mean, that's well documented, but I don't think he hates Panarin. I think hate is a strong word. No, I had a feeling it was that, Kaylee, but I was just addressing that by pulling up your comment. That's all. Yeah, and then Panarin shaved his head. Unreal. All right, guys, I think I'm going to wrap it up here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and watching. Don't forget to leave a like if you haven't already. Don't forget to subscribe. Turn on your notifications so you know I upload or go live. And I'll see you guys in the next one.